This tutorial is about building a darkstep drum and bass bassline, specifically a DJSS style Reese in Ableton Live 12 with brutal weight, usable note phrasing, and a locked low-end groove. The goal here is not effects, transitions, or arrangement tricks. The goal is a bassline. You'll design a Reese phrase with a supporting sub, shape the low-end, right bass movement against drums, and end with a usable bassline loop you can drop into a fierce DNB section. The main payoff is a playable darkstep bassline with Reese tone, sub control, and aggressive rhythm. We'll stay focused on bassline design, Reese layers, sub relationship, note phrasing, movement, and low-end weight. Any mixing or effects choices are only there to support the bassline. By the end, you should have a 2 or 4 bar Reese phrase that feels heavy, unstable, and drum-aware without collapsing the sub. This is advanced, so we're assuming you already know Live 12 routing, MIDI editing, and basic synth operation. The outcome is a usable bassline made from a darkstep Reese plus sub pattern, ready for a DNB drop. You're going to build one complete darkstep bassline system in Ableton Live 12, a main Reese layer with motion and grit, a controlled sub layer for low-end authority, a short MIDI phrase with aggressive darkstep note movement, rhythmic placement that works against kick and snare, and a printed bassline loop you can reuse and vary. The target character is hostile, wide in the mids, solid in the center down low, moving enough to feel alive, and simple enough to hit hard in a mix. A strong outcome for this lesson is either a usable bassline loop, a Reese phrase with a matching sub pattern, or a low-end groove that already feels mix-ready in context. First, set the bassline roll before touching sound design. The goal here is to define what the bassline must do in the groove. Before building the Reese, make a simple two-step DNB drum loop at 174 BPM. Put the kick on beat 1, the snare on beat 2 and 4, add optional ghost hats or shakers, and keep it stripped. Now decide the bassline roll. Is it a sustained wall under the drums? Is it a stop-start Reese phrase? Is it a call-and-response bass movement over 2 bars? For DJSS-inspired darkstep weight, a strong default is bar 1 is a heavy sustained note with slight phrase interruption, and bar 2 with more active movement or a descending answer. The outcome here is that you should know whether your bassline is mainly about pressure, movement, or both. Next, build the raw resource. The goal is to create the unstable mid-bass body. Make a MIDI track called Main Reese and load Operator or Wavetable. If you're using Operator, set Oscillator A to a saw, Oscillator B to a saw, and attune one oscillator slightly against the other. Keep both fairly even in level, and start one octave above where the sub will live. A good starting point is Oscillator A at 0 semitones, Oscillator B also at 0 semitones, with a fine detune of a few cents. Turn on a low-pass filter to tame the top, and add light drive from the filter or later with saturation. The classic Reese idea is not complexity first. It's two nearly matching waves beating against each other. One important darkstep move: don't make it too clean. The Reese should already feel tense before effects. The outcome is that when you hold one note, you should hear width, beating, and a menacing mid-range body. Now separate the sub from the Reese early. The goal is to keep the low end powerful and controllable. Create a second MIDI track called Sub. Use Operator or Analog with a sine wave or a very clean triangle. Write the same root notes as the Reese for now. Keep the sub mono and simple. This matters because a darkstep Reese sounds huge in the mids, but the true low-end weight comes from a stable sub. If the Reese owns too much sub content, the bassline gets blurry and weak. The starting approach is simple. The main Reese handles the character. The sub handles the fundamental. The two tracks act like one bassline. A low-end rule here: below the true sub region, keep movement disciplined. Let the mids get wild, not the deepest low end. The outcome is that you now have a bassline architecture with separate Reese and sub roles. Next, shape the Reese tone into darkstep territory. The goal is to turn the raw detuned patch into an aggressive Reese phrase source. On the main Reese track, add saturator, auto filter or synth filter automation, chorus ensemble or subtle modulation, and EQ8. The general direction is to saturate until harmonics speak, not until it turns to fizz. Low pass enough to keep the tone thick. High pass the Reese layer so it stops fighting the sub. Add controlled stereo movement above the low end. Useful tonal targets are enough bite to cut through drums, enough darkness to avoid sounding like a bright Neuro lead bass, and enough motion to keep sustained notes alive. A practical move is to use EQ8 to remove the deepest lows from the Reese layer. Then let the sub track carry the real low end. The outcome is that your Reese should sound hostile and animated, while the sub stays clean underneath. Now write a 2-bar darkstep phrase, not random notes. The goal is to create a usable bassline phrase. Start writing MIDI, and start with fewer notes than you think. Try this phrase logic. In bar 1, beat 1, use a long root note. In bar 1, late beat 2 or beat 3, use a short stab or dip. In bar 2, answer with either a lower note, a chromatic step, or a repeated rhythmic figure. Dark step phrasing usually benefits from strong root anchoring, minor scale tension, chromatic passing notes, abrupt note lengths, and silence between hits. Good advanced habits are to write around the snare, not through it every time. Let some bass notes stop before the snare for punch, and test whether the Reese phrase feels heavier with fewer notes. An example concept in F minor would be bar 1 with F held, then a short A flat or E natural pickup, and bar 2 moving F down to E, back to F, then rest. The point is not melodic beauty. The point is pressure, threat, and groove. The outcome is that you should now have a clear 2-bar Reese phrase that already feels like a bass line, not a test tone. Next, make the sob pattern follow only what matters. The goal is to turn the phrase into a proper low-end groove. Don't automatically copy every Reese note into the sob. Instead, ask which notes need full low-end reinforcement, which notes should be mid-bass only, and where the sub should sustain through Reese movement. Often the best answer is that the sub holds the root longer, the Reese makes extra movements above it, and only major phrase accents get full sub support. This is where the bass line becomes powerful. If the sub chases every Reese twitch, the low end gets nervous. If the sub stays too static, the phrase loses drama. Try sustaining the sub under the main root in bar 1, shortening or muting the sub under a passing chromatic note, and re-entering full sub on the strongest note of bar 2. The outcome is that you now have a sub pattern, not just a layered copy. That's what creates a real low-end groove. Now add movement without wrecking note definition. The goal is to animate the Reese, while keeping the phrase readable. Use one or two motion sources only. That could be filter automation per note, an LFO for subtle pitch drift, chorus movement, automation of saturation amount, or slight volume shaping. For this style, movement should support the note phrasing. The listener should still hear where the bass line starts, stops, and punches. Good targets are sustained notes that slowly open, short notes that hit harder and stay tighter, and phrase endings that feel more mangled than phrase starts. A strong dark step trick is to automate the filter or drive more on the answer phrase in bar 2 than on the opening hit in bar 1. That makes the bass line feel like it mutates as it speaks. The outcome is that the bass line moves internally, but the phrase remains punchy against the drums. Next, lock the bass rhythm to the drum grid. The goal is to make the bass line hit harder by respecting drum space. Solo the drums and bass together. Now check each bass note against kick impact, snare impact, and the empty spaces around ghost rhythm. Ask yourself, does the bass line swallow the kick transient? Does the sub overlap the snare in a way that weakens punch? Would a short rest before beat 2 or beat 4 make the groove heavier? A common dark step solution is a full bass hit on beat 1, a partial gap before the snare, and re-entry after the snare with a shorter, more aggressive Reese articulation. This creates contrast, low-end weight on impact, air for drum transients, and bass movement in the spaces. The outcome is that your phrase should now feel like a drum and bass bass line, not a synth loop ignoring percussion. Now resample the Reese and build a stronger phrase from audio. The goal is to get the classic torn, dangerous texture and more precise bass movement. Once the MIDI phrase works, print the main Reese track to audio. Keep the sub in MIDI, or print it separately later. Now edit the audio. Reverse tiny tails, clip short attacks, duplicate one stab, stretch or shorten phrase endings, and fade note ends abruptly for stop-start violence. The reason to resample is that darkstep bass lines often get stronger when the Reese stops behaving like a polite synth patch and starts behaving like audio material you can harve. One important point, don't destroy the phrase. The point is to enhance bass movement, not turn it into effects. The outcome is that you should end up with a more distinctive Reese phrase that still leaves room for sub support. After that, recheck the low end after resampling. The goal is to make sure the bass line still has real weight. Bring the sub back in and compare the Reese only, the sub only, and both together. Listen for stable low end on key phrase hits, no obvious flamming or phase weirdness, enough mid aggression from the Reese, and enough center power from the sub. If the Reese audio gained too much low content during resampling, cut it back. If the bass line lost authority, let the sub hold slightly longer on the anchor notes. The outcome is that the final bass line should feel wide and ugly in the mids, but focused and confident in the low end. Now commit to one finish 2 or 4-bar bass line loop. The goal is to finish a usable bass line, not endless patch tweaking. Make a final version with one Reese audio track, one sub track, one MIDI or audio phrase loop, and a level balance that lets the sub read clearly. Now ask, could this drop into a darkstep section right now? Does the phrase repeat without getting boring immediately? Is the low end groove strong enough to carry the section? If the answer is yes, bounce it. If not, adjust the phrase length before adding more processing. The outcome is that you now have a usable darkstep bassline built around a DJSS-inspired Reese phrase and controlled sub pattern. Here are some common mistakes. One is letting the Reese own too much sub. The problem is that the bassline sounds big solo but weak in the track. The fix is to high pass the Reese layer and let the dedicated sub carry the true low end.